Hello and welcome to The Chirp, where we chat with Keene's creative minds. I'm Andrew Michaud, and I'm here with one of the featured artists in both the Emerging Arts Showcase and the Graphic Design BFA Portfolio Exposition. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Ivy Hill, and I'm a senior here at Keene State College.
Welcome to the show, Ivy. What got you started in art?
When I was little, I really liked it, since early elementary. And my art teacher told my mom that I should probably take some private lessons because she saw some potential, I guess. At 11, I started taking some lessons and really got into it. I've always appreciated it in the household because my uncle and my grandfather were artists. And so we have their stuff all over the house. And so they're kind of like my influence. And I just have kind of loved it.
Do you, your uncle and grandfather have any like mediums in common?
So my grandfather, I never actually met him. He's actually like a step-grandfather. He seemed to be into wood carving and painting. And I would love to do wood carving, but I'm not a big painter. And I don't do wood carving, but that's something I'm interested in. My uncle, he does a lot of pen work and kind of a mixture of a bunch of other things. But I personally love pen. And so he actually is really good at pen. So I really like seeing his work.
Oh, excellent. Kind of something to aspire to, yeah?
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite memory of art, whether that be making it or seeing it or something around it?
No specific memory comes in mind, but I remember early in high school, I really got into drawing on people's skin. A lot of the kids in my classes would see me drawing my arms and they really liked the stuff that I had. And even though I was 14 years old, people would be like, is that real? And I'd say, absolutely not. But then they'd ask me to draw on them. And I actually plan on apprenticing as a tattoo artist out of college. And so I think that was my first discovery of like art on the human body.
All right, we'll jump ahead then, because I was going to ask you about that. I found that in my Googling. Are you big on tattoos then?
I am. I have a couple myself. I just kind of got into stick and poke. I just mostly do it myself and some friends. It's just kind of a fun thing, but I really, really enjoy it. That's on the down low. But the tattoo industry does not really, they're not fond of stick and pokes. But I think it's a really fun way of doing tattoos. It's very precise, and I'm big into precision.
So you mentioned that your uncle worked with quite a few different mediums. I noticed that you also like to work in quite a few different mediums. Do you have a favorite?
Definitely pen and ink. I do really like graphite or like colored pencil, but not so much with color. Like my show, I worked entirely with black colored pencil and acrylic paint. Very, very minimal color. But I really like working black and white. No matter what the medium is, I'm mostly just drawn towards like no color.
Is there a reason you prefer to go black and white? Or is that just a personal preference?
I never really thought about it. I guess I'm not colorblind, but I know some people who are, and I kind of feel like it's a way for everyone to appreciate it without having to see the color, if that makes sense. So we all see the same thing.
Have you ever seen that old Bob Ross video where he's talking about the guy who's colorblind and thinks he can't paint?
Yes, I love Bob Ross. I have all of the Bob Ross goodies in this room.
Oh, excellent. All right, so actually talking about your pieces, so what can you tell me about those pieces that are going to be featured? I think you said you had 11?
Yeah. So they're 11 pieces, all the same size. They are 40 inches by 26 inches. And all of them are human-like figures. Very abstract type of figures. I like using parts of the body parts of the body in my art, kind of like tongues, feet, genitalia, stuff that makes people uncomfortable. I just kind of like people's reactions. I find it interesting. And I've always just kind of had a weird, twisted, dark mind. And so I kind of like to just release that into these weird creatures that I draw.
So yes, I noticed in the booklet online that features, I think it's like one picture of every artist's artwork. You had one that had like a literal tongue twister.
Yeah. That piece is titled Tongue-Tied. And there really isn't a very deep concept, though in my artist statement, I did talk about body dysmorphia. I do not know if I've experienced it myself. I know that I've struggled with body image in the past, and I know that a lot of people do struggle with body dysmorphia. And so I kind of brought that up because seeing art throughout my life where I see all these beautiful figures of, like, you know, perfectly natural bodies, but they all just seem a little too perfect. And I feel like we kind of compare ourselves to that art the same way we would compare ourselves to people on social media, like models and influencers. And so I don't want people to look at my art and compare themselves. I kind of want them to see it as these weird figures that are completely unrelated to themselves.
That is a noble goal in art.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts on the upcoming showcase?
I am very excited about it. I just kind of hung up most of my stuff today. I have two more pieces to put up and then it'll be completely done. And I'm very excited for it to be done. I'm super excited how it came out, but it's just been a long, long two semesters. And I'm a little nervous with COVID and how that might interfere with our show tomorrow. We have a limited amount of people can come and we can't have our family or outside friends. So I'm going to have very few people who I know seeing my art on campus, but I hope that people who I don't know see it and enjoy seeing it. I
guess that's good practice. You know, most of the people seeing your art, you probably won't know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I heard that the Thorne-Sagendorf Gallery has actually been converted partially into a learning space for these past few semesters. So what do you think about that?
So the gallery was split in half and the other half of the gallery is being used for drawing, a drawing class. And I don't really have any opinion on it. I was kind of worried in the beginning before we started setting up our artwork that we wouldn't have enough room for all of our stuff, but we actually fit everything perfectly. Even like last year, classes who couldn't have their art because of COVID, they are in this show and there's plenty of room for them too. So I really don't mind them being in the other half of the gallery. I had a class in the Thorne in an actual classroom, like outside of the gallery. That's always been a classroom though. I think it's a fun place to go to for class. It's like a cool building to be in.
So like you mentioned, there's not gonna be a whole lot of people allowed into the gallery for the show. So do you think that being able to see art in person changes how you view it? And is something lost when you have to do this like remote sort of viewing?
Absolutely. My work, so this is the first time I've ever worked large scale. So my pieces being 40 inches by 26, they're pretty huge and they took a long time to make. And seeing it on a little screen does it no justice. Usually I work pretty small on like 9 by 12 or 8.5 by 11 or just like small, normal sized handheld drawings, which would be totally fine for like online viewing. But the large scale stuff, like you can't get the detail, you can't, you know, the same kind of resolution obviously is in real life. And the one other girl in the program who I've been working in the studios with, her name is V. And she is doing a full installation with flowers. She has a whole swing set. She has clouds she made hanging from the ceiling. So I feel more the installs like that. You can only really see that in person. You cannot take a photo and that won't do it justice, you know?
It sounds like V's is something you kind of have to walk through almost. Is that true?
Yeah. She wanted to make like a setting for people to be able to like take pictures in. She has like a mirror with like flowers around it. And she had like this flower wall she painted. And she wants it to be a nice setting where you can like kind of like immerse yourself in it.
Do you have anything to add?
I recently did a practice Facebook Live interview for my graphic design exhibition. And my teacher, he's a goofy guy, Randall Hoyt. He asked me something about the art major being a waste of time, or how I felt about people thinking that way. And jokingly, I was like, yeah, I agree. It's a waste of time and don't do it. But oh, no. I mean, that was just me in the moment. I really do not interview on the spot well, and it was definitely a surprise interview. He just kind of walked over, but I really enjoyed being an art major. I feel like I learned a lot. I definitely felt motivated to do work. I'm coming out of college with a pretty strong portfolio, especially on the graphic design end of things, because I am not a computer savvy person. I learned a lot about the Adobe programs, and through critiques and feedback from peers, I really learned a lot on how to improve. I would not tell people to not be an art major. Like if they really love art and that's like their big passion and they want to go to college and experience, you know, both college and something they're passionate about, I would recommend being an art major or graphic design or dual. So yeah, I definitely do not think it is a waste of time.
Yeah, jumping on that, talk about your major being a dual major. What does that get you?
So I kind of got the best of both worlds. I didn't take all the required classes for studio or all the required classes for graphic design. I took kind of like 50-50, and I liked it because I got to enjoy, I really enjoyed motion design and making like little animations. I enjoyed digital imaging where I kind of learned how to retouch photos, like old photographs and stuff. I really, really enjoy printmaking and ceramics. And so I'm happy I was able to kind of get like both those different categories of art or whatever. And it really wasn't a stressful experience being in both up until this semester. There was a lot of stress and a lot of work to do to prepare for two shows. But I think it was very rewarding and I'm very excited for both shows equally.
Excellent. What is one thing you'd like to share with the world relating to art? That could be a piece of advice in art, that could be a piece of art itself, a story, whatever you'd like.
When you are looking for feedback from peers or other artists or professors, people in the workplace, for your art or design of any sort, listen closely and take notes. Because even if everyone has their own opinion and everyone likes what they like, and you like, you know, your thing exactly how you made it, getting other people's input kind of gives you an idea of like what other people would like to see. That could help with your success in the art industry. You want to do what the people like. Of course, you want to do what you like too, but you kind of want to combine the two. You want to be a successful artist so you can make a living off of what you love doing.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to The Chirp, music provided by composer Nathaniel Bridges. See you next time.